It's Tuesday, July 6, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Tools provider Kaseya attacked, Microsoft reveals an active exploit, and what hashtag InfosecBikini is all about. This is the Business of Tech. The biggest news of the IT services world over the weekend is the supply chain attack against MSP provider Kaseya. The company indicates it affects about 1,500 companies and reportedly around 70 managed services providers within that number, and the attackers are demanding $70 million in ransom, which they will provide a universal decryptor if paid in a lump sum. The Reval gang has been actively increasing ransoms to victims individually during the attack. Among the high-profile victims, a Swedish grocery store chain, a public broadcaster, schools, and a national railway system. Kaseya had been in the process of fixing the issue, just as the ransomware gang attacked. The White House has called for U.S. intelligence agencies to probe into who was behind the attacks. CISA issued a warning as well. As of this recording, Kaseya is bringing their SaaS cloud online Tuesday afternoon and anticipates a patch for the on-premises version on Wednesday. Now, why do we care? I'm not going to go deeper on this today. There will likely need to be a bigger piece to cover all the implications for IT services providers. There are some initial items to care about. That universal decryptor was interesting to me. Reval were smart enough to understand multi-tenancy in the context of MSPs. I've often said that's a key attribute of a vendor looking at the space. Now it seems it's one for criminals that have figured that out, too. Also of note, embedded in the FBI warning is that due to the scale, the FBI would not be able to follow up individually on every case. This should terrify providers. It's too big for them to help you, for whatever reasons. A new point to think about: how law enforcement should be funded. This hack got massive coverage, international spread, and Kaseya's own CEO was on Good Morning America. While SolarWinds was about espionage, this attack is about money. Now we put it in context. This is Kaseya's third breach I'm aware of, and it's not the first against a provider in the MSP space. While it's a huge one, it was also warned about by CISA, who had identified MSPs as a target. And I predict this will not be the last. So the question to care about: what to do differently? And arguably bigger impact than the previous story, Microsoft has warned about an active exploit against all versions of Windows. It targets the Windows print spooler with a vulnerability known as Print Nightmare. It can be mitigated by disabling the print spooler service, either locally or via group policy. The CISA has already issued a notification on this issue. Microsoft has also warned of a critical .NET Core issue on code vulnerability in PowerShell 7. Customers are urged to install PowerShell 7.0.6 and 7.1.3 as soon as possible. Why do we care? There's a meme floating around that the fire of the Kaseya attack was bigger than the Microsoft one. The Kaseya one may feel bigger to IT services companies and might come with a greater active price tag, but the Microsoft one has a greater reach. We care not to be overly distracted by one incident or ignore another. The U.S. military has a guiding principle of being able to fight two wars at the same time. IT services providers should be asking themselves, how many fronts can I handle at the same time, and how do I prioritize? I didn't want to miss this one in the context of a day of cybersecurity. Quoting Vice: on Sunday, a woman who works in cybersecurity was headed to the beach and posted a selfie wearing a bikini on her Twitter feed. When she woke up hours later, after not checking Twitter for a while, she saw that someone was complaining about her posting a picture in underwear, even though her bio says she works in InfoSec, suggesting that what she did is unprofessional. Her response quickly went viral, prompting several women who also work in cybersecurity and a handful of men to come out in her support. Now, why do we care? There was a lot of great collaboration this weekend in regards to the Kaseya incident. That's to be applauded. I didn't want to miss this, however, that within the cybersecurity realm, right at the same time, was harassment of cybersecurity professionals. Right when we need them most. At a time when we're losing the cyber war, it should be a top priority to ensure there are as many warriors as possible, and they're made to feel welcome and included. Let's ponder that at the same time. BVoIP, the cloud communications offering designed specifically for IT providers. BVoIP offers a complete unified communication suite, which can also be tightly integrated via Microsoft Teams. BVoIP delivers the modern workforce cutting-edge features, including contact center, integration to your business apps, and real-time visibility into your remote workers. You control the price with a unique hybrid model that avoids the complex dial tone taxation or compliance bullseye. Don't get stuck in a vendor relationship that works against you. BVoIP is channel only and the company that's here to support you. Find out more by visiting bvoip.com/MSPradio. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. Nothing like having to rebuild your machine. Mine wasn't security related. It was related to a video glitch. Back again tomorrow.